It turned out that getting fired from Apple was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. The heaviness of being successful was replaced by the lightness of being a beginner again, less sure about everything. It freed me to enter one of the most creative periods of my life. Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple Computer, 1955 to 2011. Everyone is afraid to fail. People want to win, not lose. Losing or being a failure is always a bad thing, right? Steve Jobs, one of the most successful businessmen ever, would disagree. When he was young, Jobs always wanted to win, and he was very good at it. He was a millionaire by his early 20s. He co-founded Apple Computers. But then, at age 30, his life fell apart when he was fired from Apple. But that wasn't the end of Steve Jobs' story. In fact, that failure led to even greater successes. Being fired from Apple forced Jobs to try new things. He became more creative. He felt free again. This new freedom led him to create two companies, Next and Pixar, and fall in love and get married. Then Jobs returned to Apple and made the company even more successful. Talking about his life in 2005, he said, "I'm pretty sure none of this would have happened if I hadn't been fired from Apple."